Episode 63, HPC Podcast.
63, the boys are back.
Brad Marchand?
That sounds right.
Yeah, I think so. It's close.
Brad Marchand?
I think so. Well, we've got life on the computer there for a second.
It was making noise, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we're back. It's been a minute. Been a long time.
I don't know even when the last one was.
It was definitely before
I looked it up.
In May?
April. April 17th, so 3 months ago.
Wow.
April 17th. That was like right before I went to that shutdown in Yorkton.
Yeah.
Wow.
Down but not out.
Huh?
I said we were down but we're not out.
No, we're back for now.
The boys are back. We're ready to talk.
Three of us are back.
Yeah, Chad's.
Any words from Chad?
He said, "Oh boy," in the group chat.
Yeah.
The only thing he's ever said.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I remember the password for the computer.
Oh, there. Look at that. We got life on the computer. We got Chad responding in the group chat.
Briefly?
Yeah. It's more than he gives in the ball group chat.
I thought he's in your ball group chat? I'll have one of those.
He said he was going to play, and then he played one, maybe two games, and haven't heard much from him. So,
busy boy.
I guess maybe not. I don't know.
What have you guys been doing? What's everybody been doing? Talon's been playing ball in the Saskota.
Carlisle has been running show over there by the looks of it.
Yeah, we've been doing all right. But
nobody can even hit your guys' pitcher.
Yeah, Danny Rasmussen, shout out, got a no-hitter.
Saw that.
That's like, I'm not up on the Saskota, but is that not like, that's got to be rare.
Yeah, I don't know.
Senior ball? Like, any type? Throw a no-hitter? That's got to be.
It's not like, really, like the stats aren't kept super.
Yeah. No, I realize that. Glad. But like, has there been one since you started?
No, it's the first I've heard of it. I caught it. And I didn't even know it was a no-hitter until after the game.
Right.
You just, like, don't think about it. It's not even an option.
So was it a shut? Like, it was a shutout,
I assume? Yeah, 16-0 against Arcola.
Huh.
I think we made an error, but so that any hit a guy, so that no perfect game, but.
Oh, so no walks either.
I don't think any walks, no. Just a hit batter and an error.
Who are you guys playing?
Arcola.
Are they any good?
The Threshers. They're actually not bad in the league. I think they're in the middle of the pack.
I'm trying to pull up the Saskota on the computer, but I can't seem to get into it.
One of their guys has been bugging me a couple times when they've been short.
Who's that?
To go play Arcola's.
Yeah, who's the guy?
Twiggy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He came and played one game for us when we were short. Send the Snapchats from the, you know, when you're at the ball diamond and he'd send it like, "Hey, you know, if you're ever short and we're not playing, I'd come play." And then one day he sent me that. And the next day, like, he sent me that. And I was like, "Yeah, well, we haven't been short yet this year." The next day, it's like, "Oh, we have four morning of the game." And Ceylon already had five makeup games, so they didn't want another one. So it was like,
how did he do?
Just fine. Yeah, I don't know. Played some third. I don't remember what else. I think he got at least one hit. I don't remember. I wasn't keeping tabs on exactly how he did, but we definitely had more fill-ins than regulars that game. And yeah, the Ceylon guys were, "Who the fuck are all these people you guys have?"
We just picked up two in the on the highway there, and
yeah, exactly. Well,
one guy just met us.
He came from on gravel from Fillmore. Yeah.
Yeah. What else is I think Arcola's playing in Kenosha tonight. The season's kind of coming to an end and teams are trying to make the playoffs.
How many more? You got one more week or is this the last week?
We're done. The games are supposed to be done this week.
Yeah.
By the end of the week.
And then next weekend?
Yeah, 26th to 28th in Carnduff.
Right on.
Which is not ideal. Or a guy who's driving from Weyburn.
From Weyburn, yeah.
What happened to that big tournament in Kenosha?
Yeah, it got rained out.
Really? So they couldn't reschedule that or nothing?
Well, it rained a bunch Friday. And we're going to have
What's that tournament called?
The Big Moose.
The Big Moose. And teams come from, like, all over, right?
Yeah, there was going to be a couple Saskatoon teams. Who else is going to be there? A couple of Estevan teams. Weyburn is going to be there. Regina had a team in there, two teams in there. Yeah, just didn't work out.
That sucks.
Just all that rain.
So were teams already down, or did they pull the plug beforehand?
Well, usually Saskatoon goes down on like the Wednesday, and then golf, Kenosi Wednesday, golf, White Bear Thursday,
yeah,
and then they play Friday. So they might have been down there already. They usually make a weekend out of it.
Right.
They go camping and stuff. But yeah, just didn't work out. It was too bad.
Hmm. Yeah, we got a lot of rain in June and May.
Yeah, like, lots of rain.
It was nuts.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to tell me. I'm a farmer. Like, fuck. I don't know if you guys have heard.
I thought you had cows.
I have those, yes.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. We don't usually get rain like that.
It was no, we nice. haven't got rain like that since like 2014.
Yeah.
Like it's been a solid decade since
we had rain like that. It was like 3 weeks straight of rain every day.
Every second day. Every day, every second day. Yeah.
And like lots.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't just spitting.
Yeah. And then it just got like brutally hot for a week.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be hot as today was the coolest day till like mm-hmm. next Tuesday.
Oh, really?
But yeah, anyway, the weather is
I thought it was hot today too.
It was hot. It was warm. Tomorrow's gonna be hotter.
I don't know. AC works in the swather, so I'm good.
Well, tell us about what happened with the swather today.
Oh, I don't know. What do you mean?
I'm sure most people listening right now are probably sitting in a hay bin or a tractor cutting.
Well, what happened? I thought you broke down.
Oh, I just blew a belt.
With two passes left?
No, I have lots of passes left. I just thought, I probably got time to go down and back one more time.
To reach your goal?
No, just till I was going to quit and come here.
Yeah. So you're like, I'm going to get this done, and then I'm going to go.
Yeah, I got all the way to the end, about three quarters of the way back. Bang. Belt blew apart. So I do have a spare, so I'll whip that on there in the morning and keep going, but.
So where is the swather now? You said it's by Torquay?
It's halfway from Mydale to Torquay. South of the lake.
Okay.
It's straight west of where we are right now. Exactly. Straight west.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
It's across the lake.
That's that way.
Yeah.
My left, your right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Anyways, I don't know why you want to hear swather updates, but
I don't know, man. Haynes, I feel like going a lot of good. People are in a swather right now, and they're listening in.
Yeah. Oh, shout fuck.
Out to the boys in the swathers.
Yep.
What else? Did you go to Craventown?
No.
Mm.
You?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it was.
Was
good.
A good time?
Yeah, it was a good time. I think. Well,
it sounded like Butter was having a good time.
I always having a good time. I always have a few complaints and a few, I guess, what do you want to call it, highs and lows.
Well, let's hear them.
It was good. So there wasn't much rain. I camp in Gold when I go now, so I can't complain too much.
Bougie.
Yeah, I'm bougie. I'm like. We're like the uppities, hey, and then yeah, like yeah. all the
look at those like peasants
the hoodlums are across the river.
Fucking
use. Yeah. But yeah, it rained the one day and it kind of got muddy down there, and a couple of my buddies came over to our site and we're just gonna come hang out over here. He said it's a fucking mud pit at ours. But yeah, I don't know. It was good. Like getting in, there wasn't much lines, but drinks are $9 for one ticket, and then I got a corn dog one night, like kind of drunk, and the next morning I woke up and they're like, yeah, it was 12 tickets. And then when I sobered up, I did the math on it. It's $1 a ticket, so I paid $12 for a corn dog.
You're just making monthly payments.
Yeah, to go to remortgage the house on that one.
Yeah.
I don't know, I have to call my mortgage broker here, see if I can.
We didn't even really go to the beer gardens either because so I didn't really understand, like, we went to the ID line and I got the old, like, to get a bracelet so you don't have to, like, show your ID. I got the old, yeah, you don't need a bracelet, like, just go. I'm like, okay. Thinking, like, there must be lines for people that look like me. Well, no,
people
there's
that
not.
Don't look 14.
Well, yeah, like 30 plus go in this line, you know, and then have a security guard there. It's like, no, you're not 30 plus. Get the fuck in that line.
Yeah.
But there wasn't. and they were fucking IDing everybody. So when I got to the front of the line of the beer gardens, I may have put my opinion in on that. I was like, why the fuck are you IDing everybody when there's a lineup out the fucking gate at the other end of this shit establishment that's fucking telling people they don't need to fucking have their ID bracelet? And then they go to this line and they fucking get ID'd. It's like, there's two fucking, there's two pointless lines right now. Like, yeah. People are backed up, and then you get in, and holy fuck, if you want a beer, thank God Bailey's pregnant, because fucking, I'd give her two drink tickets, and I'd take two drink tickets. Now I have four drinks, yeah. Right? Well, you can only get two drinks. Well, fuck, man, you wait an hour in line to get a fucking drink. Like, there's no, I don't know who the fuck organizes that place, but holy fuck, I've gone there 15 times now and I'm just watching that place turn into a shithole. Like, it sucks, man. Like, the lines suck. They went from general admission, well, they sold out of general admission because nobody wants these platinum and gold spots. They put a big fence in there now, so you can't like walk up to the front of the stage anymore like you used to be able to, like halfway through, because it's all, you gotta pay extra for that.
Oh yeah.
Just fucking, they're just price gouging everywhere they can now. It's just, that's it's insane.
That's because it's Country Thunder.
Yeah, it's Country Thunder now. I said to a lot of people, just watching that place go corporate, it's just, they're just ruining it if you ask me. I don't know. It was like, I was kind of over it by the time we got out of there this year. But
you'll go back next year?
Maybe, probably.
How was Nickelback?
Death Taxes and Graham's crew at Craven. Yeah.
Nickelback was good. We'd seen them before in Saskatoon, and it was pretty much like the same show, like the light show, like the behind, like on the screens and whatever, like yeah. That van driving or whatever. It was pretty cool. It was about the same. And then who else was there? Dallas Smith and Josh Ross. I think I didn't even go to Josh Ross.
I was gonna say, there's a, you know, we're getting old, because like you see the lineup and it's like, I've never heard of most of these people. Yeah. Like,
well, Dallas Smith,
they were talking about Josh Ross. I've never heard, like, he as far as I know, that's like just some,
he sings like that guy song that plays for the Mean Fate Callers.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, it's just a general name. Like, that's somebody that,
well, I'm pretty sure Dallas,
like, he's in grade 10 at the Mydale Central School. Yeah. Like, sure, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Dallas Smith is like from around the Regina area. And he's played the beer gardens probably like 50,000 times. And then, oh, so really? He was on the main stage Friday night, and it was like, oh yeah, cool. Like, this is your headliner? Like, right on, man.
You're on the wrong stage.
Like, he was, don't get me wrong, he's all right. But it's like, I don't know. There's like a lot of other bands I would definitely rather see for, you know, the price of admission and a $9 fucking beer. But I'm sure some people liked him, so whatever. And Luke Combs Sunday, he was good. He puts on I would recommend him in concert if you.
That's
ever
the big guy. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I know who that one was.
Yeah, he was good. He put on a good show.
So
he sings "Where the Wild Things Are."
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You were there Sunday night, and you would have left Monday morning.
Yeah.
How was that getting out?
It actually wasn't too bad. Like, well, for me, I know I heard a lot of other people waited quite a while. But like where we camp, it's kind of like right by the stage. So you kind of just, you're basically, you get right away. And like, I didn't get up super early or anything this year. I think we were out like in the truck pulling out of the campsite by like 10 probably. We waited, I don't know, it maybe took us 20 minutes to get out. But I saw Snapchats of people. I was like already unhooked at home and unpacked, and people were just leaving, and fucking, they're like waited like 2 hours. Like,
well, I think,
well, you can't wait till the afternoon. Like, if you're in a hurry to get out of there, then fucking get up and get out.
A couple guys on my ball team, a couple young guys were there, and they were there for like a shift, like,
yeah,
say like 4 hours just sitting in line.
Yeah.
Like, they texted us in like the late morning, like, we're stuck at Craven because we played that evening.
Yeah.
In Redverse, and they're like, yeah, we'll make it to the game. And then it kind of like got closer and closer to the game, and they're like, yeah, we're, I don't know, it's not looking great.
Yeah, it wasn't moving very quick. Like, when we were lucky because, like I said, we camp up front, but like, the lines weren't moving very fast. And like, so they were, the cops weren't stopping anybody on Monday when I left, but Sunday we were sitting there talking, and we're like, Butter goes, or somebody said that, Like, he was two people talking. They're like, you want to hear something funny? And he's like, yeah, someone got a DUI this morning or whatever. And they're like, well, that's not funny. And he's like, so he goes, we're talking about it. And buddy goes, well, like, if like they're stopping people in the morning. I was like, yeah. He's like, well, what happens if you blow over in the morning? Like, I wasn't drinking today. I was drinking last night. Like, would you just get a ticket or what? I kind of looked at him. I was like, no, like, you would get a DUI. It doesn't matter when you were drinking. Like, you blew over. He's like, well, that's fucked. He's like,
was this Butter?
No, it was just Buddy. And I don't want to say who it was, but we're, and so whatever, we're talking.
Butter has a plenty of wisdom from yeah, his yeah. years. He would know that.
Yeah, so we were talking and whatever. It's we're going on about it, and he's like, well, that's fucked. He's like, that's weird that they can do that. And I'm like, well, it's just like, you just don't get fucked up till 5 in the morning and get in your truck and drive. Don't get so fucked
up that you're still 0.08 in yeah. the morning.
So it's Sunday night, or it's Sun. So now it's like Sunday, like noon, right? And we're, well, have a few beers, whatever. Probably get a little buzz going today. And Buddy goes, well, I'm not drinking today. I got to drive tomorrow. I just started laughing. I was like, well, you don't have to drink till 3-4 in the morning, man. Like, you can have a couple beer
at noon.
Yeah. He's like, well, no, I can't drink. I can't drink today. I have to drive tomorrow.
that's a classic line.
Yeah.
So Red was in fine form in your snaps right there.
Yeah. Red came down and he came and drank with us for the weekend. And
is he the only one from the Brendan Murray crew?
Yeah. He was the only one I saw there. I didn't see. Yeah. No, I don't think any of the Brendan Murray crew went. I don't think. Yeah, I don't think
I was getting snaps from Ganner too. Did you run into him or what?
No, I never did see him there. I saw that he was there, but I never did see him there. I didn't move too much, man. I just stayed up in my campsite and walked down to the grandstands and back to my campsite.
In your ivory tower up there in Platinum.
I don't move much. It was fucking hot, man. Like, sat in the shade and
I don't want to change the subject too quickly, but I feel like we've gone a ways without talking about the Trump thing.
Oh, no, we can get into that. We don't need to get into it right away.
Okay.
I kind of want to talk about it because I feel like you guys will have some opinions on it.
Okay, so I'll start then. Fucking, I was at Craven, and I was filling the generator. It was like afternoon, right? And it was like, that was Saturday, right? That happened?
Saturday, yep.
Yeah, so it was like Saturday afternoon. I'm feeling good. Filling the generator up with gas, and all of a sudden, Butter comes running over. He's like, holy fuck, man, they just shot Trump. I was like, what? He's like, man, they just 4 minutes ago, I never opened my Twitter. I just opened my Twitter 4 minutes ago. They just posted someone tried to kill fucking Trump. They hit him in the ear. I was like, what? So then I started looking, and yeah, I was like, holy fuck. And as the story escalated, it was just.
Yeah, this could be our conspiracy episode, eh?
This could be, man.
Well, I'm interested to hear, because people have, like, my mom thinks that it was staged, and
it was staged clearly by
Trump.
Staged by what? Yeah, that's the. It was Trump. Clearly. Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Well, because it makes him look so powerful to be like.
It was.
You could say that. You could say it was almost a deep die, state.
And then he has like the.
I think there's a couple things. It's clear that it's blatantly obvious that it was, like. The 20-year-old wing nut didn't just carry a 8-foot ladder, a 5-foot ladder that's actually a 16-foot ladder, with his rifle through a crowd of people and like not get stabbed.
There was an access like, to that roof.
It was clearly
watched by local PD.
Right, but they said he carried a 5-foot ladder that wouldn't fit.
He
in
had
his
a
car.
Ladder,
man, but the ladder was like long. Oh, you didn't see the picture of the ladder?
No, I didn't see that.
Ladder so the story game. Is that he went to the store.
Because I didn't even hear about the ladder. I heard that there was an access to the roof that was supposed to be guarded by PD, and it wasn't.
No, there was a ladder, and he was supposed to... He like went and bought this ladder at like an IKEA or something. I don't remember what the store was.
Some fancy ladder.
And it's this the thing says it's a 5-foot ladder, and I don't remember what kind of car he drives, but he drives like a little shit box. It's like... Not only would a 5-foot ladder not fit in this car, but the ladder in the picture is like way longer than 5 feet. It's like a So you an think, A-frame ladder.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And it's not like an
extension ladder, like a full.
Well, maybe it's not like a close-up. Maybe it's an extension ladder, but it's like, okay, that's still, not fitting in a fucking little.
Even still, it's probably
Jetta
like,
or whatever the heck he was driving.
Like, it was like 8 feet when it's not fully extended. And
like, then all the stuff of the people being like, there's the guy on the roof right there. He's got a gun. And then it's like, so clearly it was whether it was staged by Trump and his people, or it was an assassination attempt by the CIA or whoever it was.
Yeah.
Something, it obviously, like, it wasn't just a rogue person. Premeditated by somebody.
Yeah.
And then you can make up whatever you want.
Okay, did you see the picture of the kid?
The way the
like, he doesn't look like he's, like, gonna outsmart
his eyes would be able to see around his beer can.
Like, he doesn't look like he'd outsmart the Secret Service. Let's just put it that way.
I saw the Twitter. It's like, you think it's a picture of him? And it's like, if you think his eyes are far apart, this picture, you should have seen him yesterday.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, fuck, man. Like, what do you, like?
I don't know, but if it benefits.
And it was like six shots. Or six or eight or something like that.
You've got to be suicidal.
But if it benefits...
People behind Trump died, man.
If it benefits someone, it benefits Trump, though.
Yeah.
Huh? Because now Trump looks like he's
just... Not if he died, it didn't benefit.
But like now.
Okay, this
like,
is...
But like he has that badass picture.
I don't know why you would set that up. I would definitely do something different. I don't think
that's the case.
Like, I'd be like, I don't think shooting me and just clipping my ear is a good idea.
I saw a video of a guy like analyzing the type of gun from how far he was and the wind, and he's like... You're pretty lucky to hope to hit him, let alone clip his ear.
Yeah.
So it's
and did you see what they're calling it? They're saying an AR-15 style assault rifle. It's like, what do you mean AR-15 style? Is it an AR-15 or what is it?
Well, that's like, the
I hate that, man, because the whole gun ban thing is like, oh, AR-15s. It's like, well, what was he using?
Well, was
like,
it purchased illegally or legally?
Yeah, no, his dad bought it legally.
Oh,
he was told his dad he was going to the gun range. His dad.
He is a member of the gun. I read that he's a member of a gun club or something that.
I saw that, and he didn't make the team at high school.
The shooting team.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder why he couldn't even hit him.
He didn't make the team.
Fuck, he was trying to.
We have proof here. Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, I don't know.
He didn't make a team, bro.
It's pretty crazy, man. Like.
Well,
to me, the whole thing is like, okay, I understand you don't like Joe Biden, you don't like Donald Trump. Fine, that's fine. Everybody has the right to like whoever they want. Do you really think murdering somebody is like? Are you so? Do you really think that your life is that affected by who the president is that you're gonna go murder someone and it's gonna make a difference in your life? It's not, because you're gonna be fucking dead. And second of all, like it's not gonna change anything. Politics are fucked no matter who's in charge. Like, I mean, some things will change obviously for the better, but like you're like to go and be like, if I go kill this person, it's gonna be better. It's like, that's the stupidest fucking thing you could ever do. And if you are out there thinking that you should go kill someone to make life better, it's not, that will not work.
I don't mind the idea that it might have been like premeditated by like the CIA or by like even
like the Biden side. Pictures of the CIA guys up there with the pressure washers the day after, like spraying the roof off. It's like, I'm not a, what's the show?
Dirty Jobs.
No, where they investigate crimes
like CSI.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not a CSI guy, but. It's like, pretty sure, like, they don't just, for most crimes, they don't just go hit them with the scene with a pressure washer the day after.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, I feel like they should investigate it first.
Like this, I feel like this kid had to have some kind of help. Like,
that's what I mean. Like,
if he was part of some master plan, then he knew, like, as soon as you take the shots, you're going to be dead, too.
Well, right, but he took six or eight or whatever it was.
Well, I don't know if were they all from him. They were all from him.
I thought it was
okay. Like, well, you think there was two people?
No, but I mean, like, maybe there were shots going the other way.
No, there was six directed at Trump.
Really? And none of them, only one hit his ear.
That's why I broke.
And then one hit Buddy.
That's why I broke.
I mean, I've been trying to, I got this.
That's why I can't believe that Moore didn't hit just people. Like, if he's just shooting randomly in Trump's direction, like, there's a lot of people there.
That's like me trying to shoot gophers in my backyard lately. Fuck, yeah. I can't hit them. Fuck. It's weird.
You wouldn't make the high school shooting team. Got an open sight
22 with butter left, and I can't hit shit with
it. Oh, I went and bought a semi-auto.
Yeah, this one is too. Big banana clip on it.
Oh, yeah.
Like 30 shots.
Fuck, man. I chew gophers up with that thing. They go running. It's just like, bang, 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 bang. They just fucking start flying in the air.
Yeah, yeah. Those bunch of dead Trumps.
Jace calls it the funky chicken. The funky Dad, chicken. They're doing the funky chicken.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's up with that Trump thing, but that's, to me, that was when I heard about that, I was like, oh, yeah. And then I got thinking about it. I'm like, man, that's like a where were you moment.
It
now.
Only makes you, it only makes his political campaign stronger, you would think.
Oh, that's first thing I said to Butter when he showed me that. I'm like, well, he's going to win now.
He's going
to
win because, yeah.
Like,
what was
why,
the,
that's,
what
did, the ar- that's where the argument that he might have set it up would stem from, right? Because it benefited him.
I think, I honestly think,
but it's crazy, he was going to
win no matter what. Like, Joe Biden, they needed to replace. They needed to replace him if they were.
Well, I think there's like, another conspiracy story, man. After that debate, like, did you guys see any of this?
I've seen some of it. Man.
I feel like they're just gonna trot him out for when's the election? November?
Yeah,
that sounds right.
You know, in the fall. So, like, I feel like they're gonna trot him out until the end of August, and then they're gonna be like, yeah, he's got dementia. Yeah. Or whatever reason.
He's had dementia.
Yeah. The guy that they were trying to say didn't.
And then they'll roll in somebody else, whether it's Kamala or fucking, what's the dude from California's name? I don't remember. No, Romney's on the other side.
No idea. I can't remember.
I feel like they're going to replace him, and they're just trying to buy time so that it's like a new thing. So there's not... Like,
well, he was supposed to redeem himself at NATO or whatever, and he just didn't do
Biden?
It. Yeah, like,
how is he gonna ever redeem himself? Man,
they gave him like unscripted interviews, and like he called President Zelensky President Putin,
yeah,
and like
classic,
did a bunch of shit, bunch of weird shit.
I love the clips though. Oh, like, yeah. I love them, but they also make you cringe. You're like, oh, this poor guy.
Yeah, really though.
Well, really,
he's trying, man, to talk, and it's like,
it's like watching like your old grandpa just be like the leader of the U.S.
What's what I mean? Like, where's his family? But I don't know.
Oh, have you seen his wife is the one pushing it hardest?
What, the son? Is the son still shit a server guy?
Smoking the son? Crack. He's just hookers and blow, man, and fucking just
living the dream.
And he's buddies with Zelensky, right? They're business partners.
I heard a joke the other day when it was hot out. It's like, man, it's hotter than Hunter Biden's crack pipe out here. Yeah.
Like, isn't Hunter Biden the main reason that the war in Ukraine's going on? Like, I thought that was all, like, with the, what are those things? Those, I didn't do any homework for this. Now I'm trying to use my brain, and that's a dangerous thing.
That's a
I don't know. Explain that. Isn't the Ukraine war, it's just money?
It's all the, like.
Well, Russia was trying to take Ukraine because they're not a part of,
yeah, but Ukraine's NATO. Not really trying to end the war. It seems like they want it to continue.
No. It's about now we're gonna. Like I said, I need to do homework on this.
I thought Russia wanted Ukraine's resources.
Russia wants the U.S. to fuck off, and NATO to fuck off, and Ukraine is just a big, massive money laundering thing, right?
That's what it sounds like to me.
And what were those buildings or the?
Like, it's almost better if the
Russia was bombing the buildings. What were the buildings? I don't remember. They were like, oh,
wish the computer would open.
Yeah, I don't remember.
My computer won't open. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with it.
As soon as we don't have internet, we're all dumb dumbs, I guess.
Well, I'm a dumb dumb at the best of times, but yeah.
I think this doesn't really seem like Ukraine wants the war to end. It benefits them more if it continues, or it benefits Zelensky or whatever.
Well, they just make more money.
That's what I mean. Like, it's just, we might as well keep it going.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is hilarious. How much money have we sent to Ukraine?
Too much.
A fuckload. Is that a good number for it? Between Canada, US, and whoever else. I searched Russian bombings in Ukraine on Google just to, figure that's a good place to start. at least 31 people have been killed.
At least
31 people have been killed across Ukraine in the barrage of Russian missile attacks. 31 people. Fuck, that's a heck of a war. That's a school shooting in the U.S. Fuck me. Man,
that's a school shooting. Like, this will be the one that gets us canceled.
Oh, like,
hey, man, that's
Google. Right there, man. The Google answer. Look.
At least I see it.
31 Fuck, people.
Oh, man.
Oh, glide bombs.
I don't know what they'd be bombing over there. Look at Trump's his big campaign. One of them, one of his slogans or whatever, or his promise is that he's going to get Ukraine and Europe to give back all the money that they sent over there.
Which, really?
That's what he's going to. Well, he claims that.
Give it back.
Well, like, you owe us this much money, you have to pay us back. I don't know. That's what he claims.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to rally behind that.
Well, it should be an IOU when you're giving money for something like that.
Well, yeah. It's just, I thought about this a while ago that no one fucked with the states when Trump was in charge.
Oh, yeah.
Trump was a crazy man.
Yeah.
And right, he would fucking send all the nukes at you. Flip a switch.
But he was, that's not why. He was, why is there a war in Ukraine? It has nothing to do with Ukraine or Russia. Everything to do with the U.S. want it, right? They got to keep the military, what's the war machine cooking, man? Like, they were going broke when Trump was in charge because they yanked him out of Afghanistan and took him out of Iraq. And it was.
Did I ever tell you that I wrote an essay?
You remember when he got elected, what was going to happen? What Hillary was saying was going to happen?
No.
It was Kim Jong-un was going to blow the world apart.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot, 2 months after Trump got elected, we haven't heard Kim Jong-un's name in 8 years.
Didn't Trump, like, talk to him?
Yeah, he went to North Korea and was like, yeah, we don't want to blow you off the map. And he's like, cool, yeah, done deal.
Good.
Yeah, that was, I remember that.
Him and, who's the, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman.
Rodman.
It was Dennis Rodman and Trump went over there together?
Well, Dennis Rodman went together. Used to go over there all the time and he, like, still hang does. Out with Kim Jong-un. Like, they're buddies. Kim Jong-un liked him when he played basketball.
No, that's funny.
Yeah. Because then they put out the, what was the movie with
the campaign?
The campaign. No.
That's what it was. No, not the campaign. The interview.
The interview, yeah.
And they didn't release it initially.
Yeah.
That because was, North Korea didn't like it.
Which, you know, that's a fucking great movie.
No, I wrote an essay in college about how America needs war and how, like, it stimulates their economy and it validates them as number one.
Where'd you go to college?
In the States, yeah.
What kind of... keep going on your description of this essay.
I got the essay back and I did not do very well. I think I offended the teacher.
Really?
Well, that kind of...
I thought you went to school in San Diego. I'll figure those Californians that have been all over that.
Maybe, I don't know, I think I just got the, it was like an IA or an EA or like whatever the second person, like the helper of the prof.
Oh yeah.
She graded it, she didn't appreciate me.
War machine.
Picking apart their profitable, yeah, War Machine.
You guys ever see that movie, War Machine?
No.
Well, doesn't Iron Maiden or Ozzy Osbourne have a sign or a song about, War Pigs or something?
Have you seen like the movie War Machine?
I don't know.
It's about, is it Brad Pitt, I think? And it's like, oh, he's the new general going over to Afghanistan or Iraq or whatever it was, and he's going to change and do this and that, and then it goes over there and nothing, he spends a bunch of money and does all this shit and nothing fucking works, and then, well, then he gets canned and they just bring in a new guy with new ideas and do it all over again. That was the gist of the movie. But, yeah, it was a 2-hour long movie, and that's what you got. It's just they
I
just
don't know if I have seen that one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. My Google skills aren't working today. So
the internet's slow up here too right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's all right. We can live in the dark a little
bit. It bugs me that I can't think of the names of what those buildings were.
What do you mean building? Like, what's in the buildings?
Like biolabs.
Mm.
They were like, or And then they had them, if I remember, I'm going off my brain here. And like I said, that's always touchy. But they had them like connected to, like, there's a bio lab and a children's hospital in the same building. So that when they bomb the bio lab, everybody's going to freak out because there's sick kids beside it.
Well, isn't...
Right? That's like the old...
So the Palestine and what, Hamas, that are in war right now too? And they're like digging tunnels underneath schools and hospitals and stuff too, because they're getting bombed and they're getting in shit for like war crimes for shit like that right now. Yeah. It was on the news because they're hiding. They're basically like, it's like they're basically holding women and children right like around the neck and putting a gun to their head like, don't come after me or I'll shoot, right? Like,
yeah,
I think that's yeah,
but you can't do that. Can't do that.
No, you wouldn't think so. I think Hamas just has no rules, though. They're kind of like, we'll just do whatever the fuck we want.
I don't think either of those sides have rules.
No, that's a weird war, too.
That's a war that's been going on for 3,000 years. Yeah. And it's not going to stop.
You know what movie I watched for the first time on the weekend was Dazed and Confused.
Oh, really? First time?
I never watched it before.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah. You just got to keep living, man. Just
L-I-V-I-N.
Here we go. Okay. Back to the... Sorry. We're steering... We're taking a left turn back to where we were.
Back to war.
Yeah. You just got to keep living.
We talked about Biden. We talked about Trump. What do you guys think about RFK?
Who?
Kennedy.
Oh, JFK?
No.
Oh, RFK.
Yeah, he's running for president.
Really?
This dude.
He's got a death wish.
You don't know who that guy is?
No. Is he JFK's brother?
Robert F. Kennedy. It's JFK's son or nephew?
Ugh, that's a bad idea, man.
Yeah. So here he's the... the biolabs in Ukraine are collecting DNA on Russians to make ethically targeted bioweapons.
Really?
So it would only select different people.
That's some Black Mirror shit right there.
Yeah. Like, well, that was the theory with COVID, right? You remember when it first came out, it was like, wreaking havoc in like different communities based on their ethnic background and race. And it was like, kind of feel like that was in purpose.
Well, all right, well, genocide action, awesome.
This is over my head.
So this is a guy who's
COVID bad.
So this is the guy who the first call Trump made after the shooting was to this guy, and this is,
and ask him if he wants to be in his foursome tomorrow or what.
Oh, did you see 10 o'clock in the day after?
10 o'clock tea time.
Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Awesome, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I've seen jokes about
you know, his buddies were calling him, like, hey, like, are you still coming or can we still use your cart tomorrow? Like,
yeah, it's just a nick, hey? Like, you'll be here tomorrow. Like,
if you're in the hospital, that's fine, but like, can we still use your cart? We're gonna keep the tea time.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna get Sleepy Joe out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So here we go. It took me a while to get here, but essentially the war in Ukraine is because the US is funding all these bio labs in Ukraine and Russia doesn't want them there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right, all right, all
new right. Synthetic biology, CRIS, it's an acronym, CRISPR technologies. So I don't know what CRISPR
means. CRISPR.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
And genetic engineering.
For what purpose? Genocide?
I don't know.
Hmm. What are those donkeys doing?
That's an ad.
Looked like they were like...
So how about those donkeys? You get donkey ads, Dustin gets lingerie ads.
38 biolabs have been bombed by Russia in Ukraine. Oh, most located close to the Russian border.
Maybe they shouldn't be fucking around with that shit. Fuck around and find out, I guess.
Right, but that's like, and that's Hunter Biden's right in the middle of that stuff.
Which stuff?
The Biolabs.
He wants it?
That was all the, like, that was part of the stuff on the Hunter Biden's laptop. Like, that was all part of that.
I never really knew a whole lot about the Hunter Biden laptop. What was the deal there?
It basically has, like, all the stuff that the Clinton Foundation and the Biden family and, like, all that's, like, apparently a lot of it was on there. I don't know. But
what about the Epstein stuff? What did they ever find out about that?
He didn't hang himself.
What do you mean? What did they find out? I, as far as I know, it's still in a holding pattern because nobody's.
Well, a while ago they released like all the names of who went to the island and stuff.
Oh, they did release it?
This is like months ago.
Yeah, there was I lots think we of talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you and I talked about it and you hadn't seen the list yet.
I still haven't seen the list.
I'm sure it's like, I'm sure it's readily available now.
Actually, I'm certain that, yeah, because Clinton went like 64 times or something like that.
Too many times.
A lot of times. Yeah.
I'm sure Trump frequented a few times as well.
Did you ever, did you ever see that show? Sorry to change this, but it's on Netflix. Shane Gillis, the comedian.
Oh.
He did like, it's called Tires.
Yeah. Casey. That clip.
Oh my God.
That is when he talks about the American tits.
No, okay. Oh. Well, no, okay. Okay, so he gets those girls for the car wash, and he tells them to go in the sea can or whatever.
I haven't seen that one.
Okay, well, he tells them to, like, get in the sea can because they got to hide from this boss or whatever. And she's like, she goes, we're not getting in that sea can. Next thing you know, we'll be on Epstein's Island. And he's like, man, if you showed up at Epstein Island, they would be not thrilled. He's like, ooh, the pussy is tainted.
Did you see his clippy? You didn't see his clippy in Trump Trump the other day?
Yes, I did see it on
the quote was, or the caption was, Shane Gillis does Trump better than Trump.
He did, man. And then the guy's like, look into my eyes.
And it's like, oh, beautiful woman. I talked to her backstage. Oh, she's got tits are real. They're, you know, I felt them. They're great American tits.
Great American tits. Yeah.
They're
nice.
People are saying they're not. They're fake, but they're not.
He does do a good Trump
impression. It was.
Oh,
you got to find that.
Somebody
one.
Said the other day, Trump sound. Why does Trump sound like somebody doing a Trump impression? Yeah. Oh, no. Fuck. Now I got to fix that.
What happened?
Do we have to time out?
I don't know. What do you? I mean, I can cut it out.
It's probably okay.
Yeah, I think it's all right.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
The towel, the curtain fell down behind you.
Comforter.
Oh, is
the
it?
Sound barrier. I mean,
just kidding. It's a high tech wall.
Here it is, right here. Okay. Have you seen this? You haven't seen this?
Unbelievable.
That's guy's Joe Biden, and then we got Trump.
Sit down.
Okay, just wait till the girl walks out.
This is one of those moments we will never forget. Oh, there's the lovely Heidi, everybody.
Oh, hey. What a great lady. I talked to her backstage. And wonderful woman. The tits are real. Excuse me. A lot of people are saying her tits are fake. They're not fake. I touched them. And... great tits, wonderful tits, American tits, and that's the thing that we've lost under this administration. Where are the American tits anymore?
Like, that's funny. Right there.
Alright, you can't even do it. You have to, like, get a raspy voice say it for, like, a little bit.
I've never even tried. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah.
Here, good job, but Tom. That guy has got to be the, like, he's so fucking funny.
Shane Gillis is hilarious.
Yeah, he's funny.
The one with the...
He's talking like swerving autism.
Yeah, no, Down syndrome? Yeah.
It's like, I know people with Down syndrome. They're the happiest people ever.
Yeah. Like, my uncle, whatever, sneaking grilled cheese. Yeah. Would you get that cheese, Danny?
his special on Netflix is good. And
oh, I haven't seen it.
On the Rogan podcast quite a bit.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty much all the Save Our Parks episodes on Rogan or with him now, like all the ones.
What is a Save Our Parks episode?
I don't know. Basically, they just like, he gets a bunch of buddies and they just get drunk and do a podcast and talk about whatever. But kind of like this, I guess, but a little better.
Nah, it's just more, this is just more niche.
Oh, yeah.
I guess we, we haven't done a podcast in a while.
Yeah.
We still have a sponsor.
Eh? Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Mark,
that's
Andy.
Why we have these beautiful mics.
Yeah, from Silverback Welding out there in Gull Lake, Saskatchewan. Yeah.
Don't call Dustin. Call him.
Yeah, for all your welding needs, call Mark Handy. Over Gull Lake, Swift Current. Yeah, call Mark. Silverback Welding.
Thank for you all your Mark. Fabrication and
let's
welding
get a Snapchat
needs.
From him.
I haven't heard from Mark in a while. He messaged me a few weeks ago, I think. He's like, or I think he was like even at the start of summer. He's like, you guys still doing the podcast or like is that done? And I was like, no, I said the boys have just been really busy. Like it's just the schedules have not worked. Like Talon's playing ball and then everybody's like just busy. But it was good we got one in tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I even quit work an hour early.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just the universe making things happen for you.
Well, if we weren't coming, I would have fixed it and kept going.
But Tuesdays are probably best for me.
Tuesdays?
Yeah.
Well, next week, my Tuesdays will be open.
Where are you going to go up Wednesday tonight?
I was working out of town. And I wasn't
making. Were you golfing men's night, Woodlawn?
Yeah.
Yeah. But balls over after this weekend, so I don't have any commitments other than just work.
Yeah, we should be able to knock some out here.
But
good to catch up though.
Yeah, I guess we never talked about that. We talked about your ball a little bit, but
well, we talked about Twiggy.
Twiggy, yeah, he played some fastball. Fastball playoffs are in Plentywood, Montana this weekend.
That'll be a time.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Plentywood, Montana.
Montana?
Yeah.
What? Plentywood, Montana? Plentywood's in Montana. Are you just fucking around right now?
Plentywood, North Dakota.
No, it's Plentywood, Montana. It's like half an hour south of Ceylon. Or 15 minutes south of
how far
Gladmer.
Does Montana come? I thought.
Probably, the border's probably south of Lake Alma, somewhere over there.
Oh, yeah, that's far away.
I don't know. I've never.
I've been to Montana a few times. I just. Yeah.
When you go straight south of Regina on 6, you drive into Montana. That's where really? You drive into Plentywood, yeah.
Oh shit, eh?
And there is a town, Scobie, Montana, is between Plentywood and the border.
I didn't know it came that far over either.
So there's another town between Plentywood and the border.
Like maybe like, yeah.
Like if you go straight, south from Carnduff, is that Montana?
No.
No, that's
if you go straight south of here, it's North Dakota. If you go straight south of Torquay, you go to Crosby. Straight south of Unger is Fortuna.
Yeah.
That's North Dakota.
I thought Montana was the other way. I thought Montana was east.
Montana is west.
Oh, it's
careful.
It's in between. So it's in between. Okay.
It's, yeah. Between Washington.
Washington, yeah.
Washington, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, starting at Pacific.
For some reason I thought Montana was on the east side of North Dakota.
No, Montana's got the Rocky Mountains in it. Part of it. Part of them.
Full of shit. That's talent.
You're thinking of Minnesota.
Yeah.
They have a baseball team. You would know who that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went to Seattle?
Yeah, with my mom. It was good.
How was it? Yeah?
Yeah, it was really good. It was hot.
Well, my
imagine
my
how great it'd be if the Jays didn't stink.
They competed that weekend. I said, as long as they competed the weekend I was there, they can... Fire sale.
Yeah, I liked how in your Snapchat, the one guy's just yelling, Bo, it's time to wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bo.
They were giving it to him.
It's time to wake up. Bo.
He has not woke up.
Well, the first game, they didn't have any hits through 5 innings. And I'm like, this is
yikes.
I'm like, fuck. Like, but then they Alejandro Kirk carried the team pretty good while I was down there.
Okay, I saw something on Twitter a few days ago. He's like the best pitch framer in baseball. I did not realize that.
Yeah, I think both guys received the ball well.
It's like, fuck, if only he didn't hit 130.
Well, you just can't have a whole team of guys batting 190.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your pitching staff have a 3.5 ERA, which is not bad, but it's just not good enough when you score no runs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd rather them not get rid of Vlad.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you should trade either one of those two.
I don't think Bo's worth much right now.
Right. Yeah, fair enough.
Like, I think Bo's trade value would be as low as it's ever been.
Yeah, and the problem with him is that he's going to want an extension, and it's like, right now you're not worth fuck all.
So you might as well sign him right now.
Right, but he's not going to sign for fuck all. So it's like...
Fucking pride.
Well, what if he you think he's going to bounce back next year? But, yeah. But what if he doesn't, and now he's on a fucking big ticket? That's a problem. Then he becomes Chris Davis.
Then yeah. That was George Springer for the first part of the year.
That's, yeah. Yeah, then he, I guess, just becomes George Springer now. Springer
will turn it on in spurts, and then at least he's been healthy. He's usually good for a few aisles.
Maybe that's it. He needs like a month off because he's
just playing too much baseball.
Yeah, he's usually hurt.
Too bad IKF's out for a while. He should be back soon, though. He's the only guy who's been swinging it.
That's probably a problem.
Yeah, he's been good, though. Yeah. He's batting like 280.
Better trade him. He might have value.
Yeah, they got to sell at the deadline.
What were we talking about before we hijacked at the base to Blue Jays?
Well, he said, you went to Seattle, and I said, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I got a good suntan.
It was warm?
It was hot, man.
Yeah, what state is Seattle in, Talon?
It's Washington.
Washington. And what's beside Washington?
Washington.
The ocean.
Yes,
the ocean. Oregon's down there.
It's below, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It was good. It was a good time.
Did you tour the stadium or anything like that? Or, like, not tour it, but did you, like, go... Or have you been there before?
No, that was the first time I had been there. It was, I don't know, I went for a quick walk around. I usually just post up and just sit there for 9 innings and then...
Fuck off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I don't know. I like it.
What else did you guys do? What's there to do in Seattle?
We went on a boat ride.
Go to the Climate Pledge Arena?
Shit, we should have. Actually, I checked. So there's no hockey right now.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, it's the world's first... carbon neutral major stadium. Something bullshit like that.
Carbon neutral.
So,
which I don't know the ins and outs of it, but you know what that means to me?
It's powered by.
Means they bought the stupid carbon credits.
Yeah.
What is the carbon credits?
It just means so that when a company says they're carbon neutral, it doesn't actually mean they are. It just means that they somebody like it. They can advertise it because they bought these paid money to some people who went and planted a bunch of trees.
That's definitely it.
Or like somebody who has a bunch of grassland, they just bought their carbon credits. So they didn't actually do anything. They just gave some money to some people.
Yeah. Looks good on paper, though.
That sounds a lot more realistic.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the whole thing's fucking... solar panel. I don't know.
It's like when McDonald's is using real Canadian beef, but they're just buying off of a butcher, basically. That's the name of the butcher shop is called Real Canadian Beef or something like that. Isn't that how that goes? The slaughterhouse was called something or was named something.
Well, I don't know.
That was,
as far as I know, McDonald's Canada uses Canadian beef, but I don't know.
What is the A&W?
A&W's meat comes from Australia.
But they're the grass-fed beef.
Not hormone-free. Or that was the chicken. Hormone-free chicken.
You guys been at Tim's lately?
Those cows were never grumpy.
Yeah. Exactly. They were, yeah.
They were never sad.
They're clear. It's like hormone-free meat at A&W. It's like they're not taking the prime steers to make that. They're taking cows. Those cows were pregnant. They were full of fucking hormones. But what were you saying, Talon?
Have you been to Tim's lately?
Have you had... Okay, so this would be since podcast is over, and I've drank like 40 of these fucking things. Have you tried the ice cap with chocolate milk?
I remember you saying that on the last podcast.
They are fucking incredible.
I have not tried that yet.
Me and Benji went to Boost Jaw together. And he got one, and I was like, okay, well, I'll try one. They're way better than, I don't know why they make the original ice cap. These are way changing. Fucking better. Oh yeah.
So instead of like milk, you put in chocolate milk.
It's instead of cream, they put in chocolate milk. Mm.
So
and it is fucking cream, amazing.
Chocolate milk.
But please. You have to drink it through a paper straw.
No straw. It comes in those plastic. That's insane. Okay, this is another thing that's insane.
Ice caps don't come with straws.
Yeah, they're paper straws. Yeah.
But they ask if you want a straw.
Oh really?
At the one in Estevan, because they come in those plastic cups with the plastic lid that's like the coffee cup, like you know, coffee. That has the fucking flip up.
Oh really?
Like the flip up thing. Yeah, in Estevan, that's how their iced coffees are.
No, these are ice caps. They're like a slushy.
Oh, good thing I didn't go and order my iced coffee with the chocolate milk.
Yeah, yeah.
You can try it.
I was like, because I was wondering, I'm like, maybe I don't know.
You can try it.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
Like, you know, they're like the coffee slushies, the ice caps.
Okay. No, I don't.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No. I usually get.
I thought they were like the top three staple at Tim's. It's like double the ice cap.
Okay. Donuts. Something you got to understand about me is I'm a large black coffee kind of guy.
What did he say?
I'm a large black. Like that's
I'm a large black. That's
my go-to.
Been at a Tim Hortons when it's plus 35 outside.
See, that's I have now, and that's why I used to just hate
iced coffee. They never used to have iced coffee.
So I get the ice, like whatever, French vanilla or vanilla iced coffee, a large vanilla iced coffee.
Well, next time try a chocolate milk ice cap.
Yeah.
It'll change your life. But
bring your own straw.
It is the what the McGriddle is to breakfast. The chocolate milk ice cap is to beverages.
Okay, so Wendy's, when I was in Yorkton.
That's it.
Yeah. That's a good comparison.
Wendy's has those. If you get Frosties. If you get a large, they do. But if you get a large, like, whatever, just a large drink.
A large farmer.
Bacon egg.
Yeah, you know, like a large drink, like a big cup. It's those big fucking plastic cups that are, like, massive.
Yeah,
and it's like all plastic. The whole thing's made of plastic.
Smaller, so they fit in a cup.
They're like a big gulp.
Yeah,
so they're all plastic, and then fucking a paper straw. Same as the fucking case. Slurpees at 7-Eleven now too.
Paper straw.
Holy fuck, are those garbage?
I grab like seven of those straws because like you get Slurpees for the kids.
Oh,
and by the time you're in the truck, the straw is fucking mangled.
Dude, I haven't had a Slurpee in like forever, and it was so hot, like whatever, last week I think, and I went so I went and bought some for the guys at work, and I fucking went and got straws, and I was just like, I was drinking mine, and I'm like you couldn't even finish it because the straw was fucked. Like it's like, this is awful, man. Like they still have those little spoons on the end of them, but they're made of plastic, so they just fold in on each other.
I don't understand why that law is
or they're made of paper.
The law is gone and we still have paper straws. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's insane. The law's gone.
We need to start writing letters.
Oh yeah, right. The law was changed. We talked about it on the pod.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. It's probably cheaper to make fucking paper straws.
To make. Since when did it not become like? Is customer satisfaction not important anymore?
Customer's always right.
Don't you know you gotta cut down trees to make paper?
Yeah.
And don't you know trees clean the air?
Yeah.
Like fuck. Down. We're just doing a fucking full circle here.
Full of fucking carbon now.
Fuck the turtles.
There's not enough goddamn trees out there to balance it out.
I'm just kidding. I like the turtles, but
there's a turtle on the road by our house.
Kind of indifferent.
Was there?
Yeah.
Fuck, they just kind of show up, eh?
Yeah. It's like, where the fuck are you? Like,
I know it's weird. There's some out here too sometimes.
Run out there and look at it.
Well, do you pump your dugouts from the lake?
No.
No, you don't,
dude. We're not close.
No, but I thought you hauled water or something from like, or no, that's Williams that do that.
Long time ago.
Cause like
no, that was 3 years ago when nobody had any water for anything. So they set up the tank farm.
I'm convinced the only reason there's turtles out here is because we pump from the water and they get like sucked through a fucking pipeline. Like, I don't understand how a turtle ends up out here. Like,
well, one was by my house.
I know. That's what I mean. Like, how the fuck?
Oh, at the Outram pasture, which is close to the lake, but at the dugouts there's turtles.
It would just take them forever. Just like walking.
Well, I just think you're being taken for a ride, Lois. Like a snail on the back of a turtle.
slow down. I want to get there, but I want to get there alive.
Like
scurrying around.
For what would that be? Like fucking 20 miles?
From my house to the lake?
To Maine Prize?
No, like 5 or 4.
But for a turtle?
Well, it's the same distance. Doesn't matter what animal.
They're quick.
But it would be
we are 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I guess.
4 miles to the lake.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess you're pretty close. Yeah. I'd probably be like, well, to main prize. I guess to the lake. I'm only like two, a mile and a half. Yeah.
Yeah, you're
not a mile.
You drive far.
You can't
enough.
Be a mile.
I'd be a close to a mile.
Are you a mile?
You drive far enough south, you'll just
how
end
much
up
pipe
in
do you guys have? I thought you only had a mile of pipe.
Well, I pump underground to a dugout, and then I run the pipe from that dugout to my dugout.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't go right from the lake. I fill a dugout from the lake on an underground line, and then I run the above ground.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. No, we have permission.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. We're allowed.
But you're not allowed to put up an irrigation pivot.
Yeah.
How's that cat of yours doing? Still kicking?
Yeah. Yeah.
The one that got
whiskers? Oh, the crushed by the garage?
Yeah. Part?
That was the last episode.
The one that shit? I forgot about that. That was funny. Did you ever measure that? You were supposed to go measure that.
I may have. I don't remember.
That was so funny. I forgot about that. I got to listen to the last one.
Yeah.
Is the cat still around?
Yeah, the cat's still around.
He's not, like, mangled?
No, he's fine. Okay.
We got two cats living in our garage now, too.
By choice?
Yeah. Some lady had them that Bailey knew. And so she went and got them. There was three. We had them in before I had the garage doors in and the garage finished up. We had them in like the doghouse. We would lock them in there during the day and like let them while we were gone. And then we'd let them out. They were like very small when we got them. And then one just, I don't know if the other two like ate it or if it just like, I don't know, found a fucking hole in the wall. Like it was gone. Like never found it. There was like some ways it could have got out, so I don't know if it just like pieced out. But
went to go live its best life.
Got two now still, and
tells me
they're pretty good.
His best life was dead.
His best life wasn't very long.
Yeah,
yeah. I think him and Tupac are hanging out right now.
Yeah. Old Tupac
and Epstein.
And Epstein. No, I think Epstein went
the other way.
The other way.
What about the guy who didn't make the high school shooting team?
Oh, yeah.
I think he and Epstein are probably hanging out.
Yeah.
My cat is up here, and Epstein and the shooter are down there.
Yeah. Hate to say it, but I didn't know him personally, but I assume Tupac would probably be down there, too.
He might be. Yeah, he might be.
Just, you know, the lifestyle, I assume.
Yeah.
I think people think Tupac is still alive.
Well, yes, people think that.
Hey, I mean,
people think Hitler's still alive.
If you think that,
well,
Trump,
he'd be dead by now.
He'd probably die of old age, yeah. Was that?
If you think, I believe all that shit with the...
Did he went to Argentina?
Well, wherever, down there, somewhere.
What's the theory behind that? Because he was, like, just getting away. Like, too many people want him dead or what?
Who?
Tupac? Are we talking about
Hitler.
Tupac's?
No, we're talking
Hitler.
About Hitler.
Oh, Hitler definitely got away.
Yeah, yeah.
Like what? No. It's that's like Osama bin Laden.
Yeah,
they just dumped him in the ocean. Like what? Like, you fucking bring him back and fucking you
couldn't even just get a random dead Arab dude and be like, this is him. Like,
yeah,
weird on him.
Yeah. No, you bring him back.
Yeah, he goes to Guantanamo.
You let everybody see him. Yeah. Like fuck, man. That's another one. I remember where I was when they announced that. I was driving home. I was driving back. I was in Carlisle turning at the NW going towards Stoughton. Who was it? Obama come on?
Yeah.
Fucking late night press conference.
Who did they kill when Trump was in office? Here we go back to Shane Gillis.
For real, though, it was my favorite speech I've ever seen a president give. It was the night the United States killed the leader of ISIS. Trump comes out of the Situation Room at like midnight in the White House, and he walks down that fucking tunnel like he's and gives a press conference, like he's giving a post-game NBA just killed a guy press conference. He walks up in front of the entire world at midnight and just goes, "Abu Bakar al-Baghdadi is dead. He died like a dog."
And yeah, like, I was thinking the same yeah, thing. Yeah. When he's like, Trump's the only...
He died like a dog.
The only, he's the only non.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I remember
his,
that.
Wasn't his, like, his bit like, he's the only non-military guy.
He cried.
Really surprised. Yeah. He's the only guy in there like, oh. You know what I mean?
He's the only dude in the room that wasn't military. He must have been the only dude watching it that was like, oh.
He cried. He wept for his life.
Yeah. We could hear him crying. I said, "Abu, don't cry."
Yeah, like a dog.
Shane Gillis is funny.
Yeah.
We'll try and get him on the pod.
That would be incredible.
He does seem like a beauty. Yeah. I'll reach out tomorrow.
Hey, Shane. I know you're busy with the Trump impression, but...
And Joe.
Well, Sleepy Joe.
No, Joe Rogan.
Oh, I leave it. Sleepy Joe.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Sleepy Joe.
I don't think Sleepy Joe's too busy these days.
Joe, we got a meeting at...
They got to wind him up to get him going for his campaign. I don't think he goes to meetings anymore.
All right, Joe, you can sleep for 36 hours straight, and then we need you to do a debate.
Yeah. We need you to come to this rally in Vermont or wherever the hell they rally the like Democrats.
Fuck, man. That poor guy.
California.
Yeah, do they do rallies out there? Okay, Gavin Newsom, that's his name.
That's
the California
governor
dude.
Or whatever?
Yeah.
Gavin.
Oh, yeah.
Gavin. Can there be a president named Gavin?
President's choice guy's name's Gavin.
Like, I'm easy, not the Gavin's fucking Mustangs were trying to get a guy named Gavin.
No, I'm not saying Gavin's a bad name. I'm just saying it doesn't sound like it's not exactly
presidential.
Well, like Donald or like George or they're
Abraham.
Hillary.
Yeah, exactly. They're very like
Abraham.
I guess we're going to run out of old school names sooner or later, but like.
We gotta have a Gen, whatever millennial,
just like
president.
What's George Bush up to lately?
Just living his best life.
Like you never hear from that guy anymore.
Yeah, I think he's just ranching in Texas.
Fuck, eh? Just living his best life.
Yeah. I think that's probably for the best that we don't hear about him anymore. That clip of him talking about what the fuck's he talking about? Something to do with Afghanistan? He's like, "Now watch me."
We will not whatever terrorists. Now watch me hit this drive.
We must stop the terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you.
Now watch this drive.
This is actually unreal. Now watch me
doing a fucking press conference on the tee box. Like, couldn't even go into the fucking clubhouse.
Yeah,
that's pretty rock star. What about this this girl at the MLB home run derby?
Yes,
I saw that. She just blitzed.
That's what she claims.
Did you see the video? Well, she looked.
There's
diesel.
Some fucking nutrition shit going on here.
No. I think the story goes that she butchered the anthem. And then she got obliterated online, and then she woke up the next day to just like getting wrecked on social media. And she's like, I was drunk. That's what I think. It's like, I was drunk. I'm gonna go get help.
Do you think she's actually gonna go to rehab?
No,
me neither.
I think, but that's like
she might drive by.
You got to say something though.
She's gonna go disappear.
Well, she just got like torn to shreds online.
She was never like, really that good of a singer anyway.
That I've never heard of.
She's like, she had a song with some country artist that she was with, I'm pretty sure, like in a song with, collaborated.
I just think if you wake
wasn't
up
very good.
And you're just getting wrecked online, that's an easy cop out to be like,
I have a
drug problem.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get help. It's like, no, you're not.
Speaking of this,
you got drunk one time and you're gonna go to rehab. Like,
I saw this today.
It's got right
when I was scrolling in my swather while I'm cutting back and forth. Oh, did you hear that Blue Jackets are gonna stop trying to trade Laine till he's done the fucking player assistance program?
Was he drunk too, or what?
He was in the program.
And it's like, so that's the only reason nobody wants to take him. It's not that he fucking sucks at hockey and makes $8.5 million. But just thought it was funny.
Sounds
last month they couldn't wait to trade him, and now it's like, oh, nobody fucking wanted him. We'll just wait till he's
clean
before we try
trading. Was he into the drugs too, or what?
I don't know.
He's probably into the Kuznetsovs.
Oh yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, he's going to the KHL.
The guy's like,
is he?
Well, he's giving up $6 million to go to
KHL. Or go his contract last year.
Oh, I mean, just gonna go hang out with Putin and.
Yeah, but it's like he spent the last like 2 years in the player assistance program, and that's why Washington sent him to the minors, because he was a fucking toast.
Hmm. But then he was lighting it up with
Carolina. I don't think he was ever lighting it up.
I don't know. He scored a few times more than you think a drug addicted guy would score.
I feel like I saw them stats today. I don't remember, but it was like 20 points and.
Well, I saw he did well in the playoffs. Game.
Oof. Yeah.
So he's going to play for Ska.
It's like, free reign.
It's like, I bet you that'll
help. Give him an eight
player,
ball.
I was going to say that'll help his player assistance program.
Yeah.
There's no player assistance program there.
In the KHL?
No.
Bottle of Hennessy and a eight ball. Where you go?
Just more drugs. Yeah. That's the solution.
In Russia. Shouldn't say. I've never been.
In Russia, we drink vodka.
Well, don't they call it Russian gas?
Yeah. And it makes you wonder what he was getting paid.
Whatever happened to Nichushkin? You brought that up earlier. What happened there?
Nichushkin? He's...
what's the latest?
I don't remember what happened to him. He got kicked off the team in the playoffs.
But he went...
Yep.
They found a dead girl in his hotel room.
Oh, that was 2 years ago. No, she wasn't dead. She was next to dead.
Yeah.
She was almost dead.
And then the KGB come in and just...
She had been trafficked or something like that.
Really?
It was... You didn't hear about all this stuff?
No. But
the Russian mob basically showed up in Seattle and were like, fuck off, Seattle police. We're taking over.
Really?
And Nichushkin went on leave from the team.
But then
that
he came...
basically ended... He was a pure stud. Colorado's running roughshod on the league. Then Linus Scott gets hurt. Nichushkin goes on leave. And then that was half their team, it seemed like.
Yeah, and remember this year, they were rolling.
And then in the playoffs. And then I don't remember what happened this year.
I don't remember either. He just disappeared.
Right, but it was something along the same lines. Oh, I don't remember what it wasn't. There was no... half dead girl in his hotel
that we know of.
That we know of.
They didn't release that this time.
Well, that's Voinov. Do you remember him?
Yeah, he beat his wife.
Right, but he was like he was one of the best defensemen in the league. I don't think it's a coincidence that after he left, the Kings fell off a cliff.
Yeah.
Right? He was on running co-pilot with Doughty when they won the Cups.
Right.
Voinov leaves, they fall off the cliff because he beat his wife. But when Varlamov beat his wife, they were just like, nah, that's all right. It's it seems like they pick and choose which Russians they're going to fucking whack. Which ones they just let.
I didn't know Varlamov beat his wife.
I think she dropped the charges, but she showed up, beat the hell out of to a police precinct, and they charged him, and then she dropped it.
Well,
I think that was when he was in Colorado. That's why he got shipped out of Colorado.
I mean, there's a lot of,
something in the air out there.
Yeah.
I don't not believe it, but there's a lot of stories of women claiming that.
I believe the line was, here the brain's working again. This is a long time ago. I believe the line, this might have been from Voinov too. It was like, you're lucky we're not in Russia.
That was great.
And then she still ended up in the hospital or something like that.
Well, what about Roberto Osuna?
Osuna, the same thing.
His girlfriend
came. Whatever happened to him? He wouldn't be much more than 31, 30?
Well, he was a stud on the Jays. His wife
at came like out, 21.
Yeah, yeah. His wife came out said she that he beat her.
Yeah.
The Jays traded him to, and then
Houston. They won a World Series.
Yeah, and then
with him.
But then the wife dropped the charges.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what happened to him. He went to Mexico and pitched there, and he just doesn't
pitch. Oh, really? So he wins a World Series at like 22 or 23.
Like, I don't think it was a lack of skill. I think he just went and did other things.
I can remember when he was... So this is another side thing. But like when he's coming up, all you hear is... Like it was just before Bo and Vlad, right? Like he was...
This was like 15, 16.
Right, but who's the guy on the Cubs? That was the stud that they were manipulating the service time and blah, blah, blah. And they had Sanchez and they were doing the same thing for him. Like, oh, he's in the minors.
Cubs.
And, he was the Cubs stud when they won the World Series. I forget.
I'm trying to think of the young guy. It wasn't Addison Russell.
No.
It wasn't Baez.
No. It was him and Rizzo. Or not Rizzo. Is it Rizzo?
Rizzo played first.
Yeah. And then it was this
Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant, that's the name. Yeah. And I remember, and it was just like, hang on, now there's this 20-year-old stud pitching for the Jays. Why isn't anybody talking about that? And then it was, yeah.
I think it's different when you get drafted.
Right, but it was like,
and he was signed.
Here's Sanchez. Sanchez was like, oh, he's gotta be this. He's a stud, he's gonna be a starter. Can't put him in the bullpen. Even though they had like three or four starters to the playoffs.
Yeah.
It was like, why is Osuna just in the bullpen and he's younger and better and Sanchez has got to be on starting? It was,
I think it was a matter of,
understand baseball,
I think it was a matter of Osuna being signed as like a young international guy, like the same way they signed Vlad when he was like 16. But they didn't have, but Vlad has service time.
Yeah, Vlad did the same thing. Yeah.
I don't know.
I just remember it was like, why isn't this guy get? And then beat his wife. She dropped the charges. He still got traded. And
I think
now
I think at a certain point he's pitching in the season,
what's his name? Bauer.
Trevor Bauer. Yeah, that guy got screwed over too.
Oh,
not that he's
all time. Not
that he's not a weirdo. He's a weirdo, but he got screwed over.
Yeah, it's not a crime to be a weirdo. His that girl should be in fucking jail.
Yeah, there's no punishment for that.
Yeah,
she cost him how many hundred millions of dollars? Like $200 million?
A lot of money, yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's insane.
And now no MLB team will touch him.
Is he allowed to sign?
That's a good point.
Has he been reinstated? I thought he was like, what's the word? Not exiled.
Blacklisted.
For a couple years. What's it called? Like, they just reinstated Bowman and Quenneville to the NHL. What was the suspended? Suspended, I guess, would be the word. I thought he was suspended. And
well, he was, but he served it.
Has he been?
I thought he was talking to the Astros, and then it just never came to fruition.
Well, I saw he was tweeting at the Dodgers the other day.
He's just dumb.
Huh? Well, they have no pitchers. And he's like, I bet you could use a good pitcher who would play for the minimum.
Yeah, or just not paying. we're already paying you, however, $50 million this year to not. Or does that?
If he's suspended, it wouldn't get
paid. No, it's just, what is it called? Just goes away.
I don't know.
Terminated,
yeah.
Yeah.
If it's breach of contract.
I'll be back.
His videos are actually kind of entertaining.
I think they're great.
I think if I was a hitter and he was yelling at me like that, I would not like it that much.
And you would probably not hit because of it. So
yeah, probably. But then when a guy does get a hit off him, it's like, you're going to get it back now.
Well, I'm sure he's fine with that.
I guess if you're okay with it.
Right? Like,
don't give it out if you can't take it.
I would imagine, I've never asked him, but I would imagine he would likely, if somebody hit a fucking like nuke off him, I imagine he'd probably be fine with it.
I think guys have given him the sword back.
Where's he playing? Oh, Mexico. I did see that. Yeah. He is fucking fired up down there.
You know when he strikes out a guy on a bad swing and he like does a sword?
Yeah.
Guys that hit home runs off him, round the bases, and then the sword.
Yeah. But that's the thing,
though.
You're
good, clean fun, man.
You're just striking out more guys that are hitting home runs, though.
Yeah.
Didn't he get a no-hitter, like, recently?
I didn't see that video, but it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
No.
I thought he got like 19.
Had a lot of strikeouts in a game, but I don't think he had a no-hitter.
Or 19 strikeouts maybe it was, sorry.
Yeah, something like that. Wow. I think he's good. I just think he is weird.
Dougie Hamilton style.
Guy playing for some team games. With like a devil or something.
Yeah, they're red. I don't know.
Remember that when Dougie Hamilton was weird in Calgary because he went to a museum and then they traded him?
He's an intellectual. Yeah. Get rid of him. You remember that? Let's bring in Dylan Dubé.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not quite an intellectual.
No. Okay, all right. I got to get on the road here if I want to get home in a decent time.
Yeah.
Like 11?
Probably.
Yeah.
Good as spot as anything
else we got to get into? If you're bored and want to go on a holiday to the south, the hell's the place we're staying at? Plentywood? I don't remember. Plentywood. The Sherwood Inn's probably got more rooms available.
The Sherwood Inn.
Yeah.
Come support the boys.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll probably try to.
They're going to have the Rider game on the big screen at Cassidy's on Friday night. So.
Yeah, we never talked about the Durs. They're doing half decent against Eastern Division opponents.
Yeah, the Durs have been good. What's next for the South Dakota this week?
Next weekend will be the playoffs.
Where's that, in Estevan?
No, Carndiff.
Oh, they're in Carndiff.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we can get together before that and chat again.
Yeah,
we should. Oh, next week I'm gone all week.
So maybe not.
Corbin's entered in the Junior National Hereford Show in Brandon. Oh,
yeah.
So
nice.
We'll be gone Tuesday to Sunday.
No, not a big deal. Where's that?
Big deal. Well, anybody can enter. It isn't a big deal. You just pay the entry. But
didn't
fee.
He win something?
Oh, it was his first year in 4-H. Yeah, he was reserve champion heifer. Yeah.
Not a big deal. Where's this Nationals?
It's in Brandon. So.
Okay, that's cool.
Moves every year. Moves across the country.
Nice.
So.
Be a cool experience. Little father-son bonding. Where's the whole fam going?
Whole fam's going. Yeah. Nice. Staying in the hotel with the water slide connected to the barn. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Can't add ins.
Yeah.
Connected to the barn. Water slides goes to the barn? Man.
It's where the weekends play.
Yeah, it's connected to the rink.
No, but I thought you meant the water slide goes into the barn.
Oh.
I'd ride that water slide.
Yeah.
Can't add in. Been there a few times.
Yeah.
Spent a
week there one night.
Yeah, yeah. Like that.
Spent a week there one night.
Yeah.
That's good shit. All right, let's wrap her up here.
Yeah. All righty. Oh. Mark Handy. For all your welding needs. Silverback Welding. Thanks for the mics. Peace out.